When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Howard Clark, Beast Guy.
Beast Guy from Hiram
Club. Yeah.
Beast Guy from Hiram Club.
Yeah. In studio, all hour as he typically is on a Tuesday. Our guy Brandon K. Scott, don't forget the K. Beast Guy for short. But he is indeed from Hiram Clark, and he represents Hiram Clark and Sports Radio 610. We appreciate you, my man.
That is right. Yes, sir. Appreciate y'all for having me, man.
Man, I would have you all week if I could. It's always fun, man. That was a fun discussion just around the NFL, talking about the games that we saw yesterday. But let's get even more Texans focused, why don't we? And let's get into your thoughts. What you got on the table right now?
So I don't want to be the dude that complains about everything after a win. And so with that, I would point out in this game, CJ Stroud, brilliant. Like, if you didn't already feel great about CJ Stroud, and how could you not? This would be a case in point game to point to, like, why do you think CJ Stroud's so good? Why is he so okay?
Yeah.
Here's Tampa from last year. Here's Cincinnati from last year. Here's the playoff game. Here's this game. All right. Another data point for CJ Stroud. So check that box. Quarterback looks elite, looked elite in this game. Nico Collins, we mentioned that in the previous segment, but emerging as a legitimate star. I think it was it either D'Amico or one of those guys after the game, kind of giving them politicking for all pro. I know we're only a few games through the season, but he's playing like that type of player. They got some things going for them. Shout out to Kalen Bullock for saving points at times.
Yeah.
Right? Like they had some moments and some players that made plays. Daria Gumbawale, not just the touchdown, but a couple of plays that he made.
Yeah.
That I'm going to be honest, I ain't know Dari had
it. I didn't either.
I think I might have turned it. It was probably next to Bijani. I think at that point.
At that point, I had left.
Yeah,
I was in the suite when this when this play happened, but I know which one you're talking about. When he gave that little shake, that little, gave him that little jump cut. I was like, okay.
Yeah, I told Bijani, I was like, I didn't know he had that wiggle to him. Okay. My Nigerian brethren, I should have known. It's in the hips. We got it.
Hey,
you know what I mean?
And I did not know it. So credit to him and credit to everybody that played really well in the win. But the Texans got a cornerback problem, man.
They do.
Like, they have a serious cornerback problem.
Or DB.
I would say, yeah, that's fair. DB, but I would specifically point at cornerbacks wherever, I'm not going to even say not named Derek Stingley, but wherever Derek Stingley isn't.
Mm-hmm.
And even him at times doesn't always necessarily give you the exact effort that you're looking for, even though at the end he seems to make plays. Like, he seems to be like that big time when the money's on the line type of player, Derek Stingley. Like, he gets up for that. So I'll take that.
Mm-hmm.
But everything outside of him seems to be a little bit problematic to me. They don't really have a slot corner. They've been able to operate with Jalen Petrie playing in that role, but really serving as a third linebacker.
Correct.
But just a hybrid linebacker, defensive back that does linebacker and defense.
Linebacker safety, really.
I mean, he's really a tweener.
Yeah.
He's really a tweener of a linebacker and safety, but certainly, and this is not an offense to him because I like Jalen Petrie, everything he stands for, but he's certainly not a slot corner. He's not a cornerback in any kind of sense of the imagination. He's just a hybrid type of player that allows you to do multiple things. And they've been able to get away with it. But now we've seen 2 weeks in a row what happens when the opposing team's best offensive weapon, their best wide receiver, is somebody that they move around and specifically allow to operate in the slot. Obviously, Justin Jefferson is an anomaly. He can do anything, anywhere. But Christian Kirk is also specific of, hey, we put him in the slot, and we're going to put our best wide receiver against a dude who's functionally a safety kind of hybrid linebacker. Like, what that is, to me, that's foreshadowing an issue for this team going forward if they don't address it in some form or fashion. And the problem for me is I don't really know what the solution is there, because this is kind of a personal.
You're 100% right. I'm glad you brought this up, because I actually had this in my passing thoughts and I never got to it yesterday. Like I said, coaches are going to pick that scab all year long.
I mean, we had this conversation.
Yeah, last week.
We were like, Justin Jefferson might be exposing a weakness.
They're going to pick and pick and pick and pick. And then the other thing, the second part to that I had, and you guys know how I feel about Kamari Lassiter. As soon as I laid eyes on that cat, I was like, this is a dude. Ball skills off the charts. But make no mistake, and I know you guys noticed this, they were testing that 4.6. They were trying to get him moving with some fast dudes, and they were testing that 4.6, and he failed it a couple of times, but Trevor Lawrence failed more.
Testing the 4.6 and the eyes, right?
Yeah.
Knowing that you know that you have a 4.6 when it comes to the 40. Hey, are you going to bite on this double move?
Yeah.
You going to bite on this double move because you have to recover? Okay, we got you.
Yeah.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Yeah. And catching, like you said, and that to me, that's the eyes and the, I wouldn't even say the 4.6, but
no, they were trying to get him moving.
But I think it's a little bit of the 4.6 because when you're flat, when you get caught flat footed, okay, how fast is your recovery speed?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how fast can you make up for that? I think Derek Stingley is kind of the opposite of this. It's like you might be able to catch him flat footed and maybe he can recover a little bit better, make it not look as, maybe not get beat as bad, make it a little bit more of a competitive play. But Kamari Lassiter, we saw that with rookie on rookie, with Brian Thomas.
Yeah.
When he gave him that double move.
Yep.
Trevor Lawrence tried to give it to the people in the third row.
Yeah.
That one.
Yeah, yeah. And he did that a couple of times.
That's what I'm saying. There were other ones, too, where I'm like, he's a step behind.
So this is my thought on that. And I had a little bit of this kind of during training camp as we're moving along. It's like, this is cool. This Kamari Lassiter story is cool, and I like what I see. I appreciate that the Texans like what they see immediately, like on site. This dude is ready to start straight out of Georgia. Cool. But it did say something to me that he was able to so quickly and so decisively beat out veteran players. Like, they brought in veteran guys to compete for that job, and I was not sold on the idea when he got drafted that he would be able to just –
we thought he might be a nickel.
I thought he might be a nickel. I thought he might be a backup, somebody that might play, but kind of in a rotational
way,
similar to how Kalen Bullock is at safety, like somebody they want to play, but they got these veterans that they're going to rely on. To me, it said a lot about, I thought at least that it said a lot about the veterans that they brought in, but with Kamari Lassiter, I'm like, man, is he really this good, or is it really the veterans themselves that aren't necessarily up to snuff or are clearly as good as they wanted them to be?
As it is in a lot of situations, there's probably all of the above to some degree, right? Like, all of those things factor in within this. And so I think the question then becomes, like, where can you maybe find some help in that regard? But I also don't want to sneak past one of the things that was a small thing, if you were not super aware of it during the course of this game against the Jaguars, which was this team blitzed more. And when you blitz, that's going to ask more of your defensive backs in those circumstances where you can get got on some of those open things. But the problem is the give and take, because it's zero sum, right? If you are applying that pressure blitz, you can't use it coverage. When you blitz and you apply that added resources to blitzing, you need to get home.
They didn't. Yeah.
Right. When you blitz about half the time and you get home about a quarter of the time, that is a problem.
Yeah, and that goes into the reason why I thought at least this would be mitigated, because I figured, oh, they're going to cause enough problems. They're going to cause enough disruption up front to where this isn't going to be, I don't know how much they're going to be exposed for this, but what if they don't, right? Like, that's predicated on an assumption there of me saying, hey, like, this is going to happen, but what if they don't? What if the plan is, like, what if I'm saying they're great up front, doesn't matter if they're leaky on the back end, they're going to get home. All right, well, what if they don't? Or the plan is, okay, we're just going to get the ball out quick, and our best dude is going to be lined up in the slot, so all his stuff is going to be quick, short, to intermediate stuff, where we don't have to pass pro forever, or I don't have to, like, make it up. You know, like, it's just going to be there because their weakness actually is right there.
Well, their weakness is coverage. I think Petrie actually is good at rallying to the football in those situations. Yeah,
and that's what I mean. Their weakness is coverage. And kind of back to Lopez's point about DBs.
Yeah.
You know, DBs not named Derek Stingley, I would say, and even Derek Stingley to some degree at times. But really, they've got a really good football player, I think, in Jalen Petrie.
Yes.
They don't have a slot corner on the team.
And I think it's maybe less of a Petrie issue in himself, but he represents or he is indicative of the issue that they have on the team. I think that's a great point.
I think it's a sign, too, because you know this. I mean, D'Amico Ryans generally doesn't blitz a lot. Was it the Vikings game he blitzed a lot?
Yeah.
This game he blitzed a lot. Is that because, hey, we got to help our guys back there all we can? And it worked to a certain degree, even though they got blown out against the Vikings. Didn't work this time.
Yeah, but again, because their best strategy of winning defensively is on the front end and not the back end. It's causing havoc and problems at the beginning of the play and not necessarily bailing the defense out on the back end of the play. That's not the strength of the team right now.
From the 832, go find Steven Nelson. Someone else mentioned to activate Dez King. On the first one, Steven Nelson, would the vibes work?
Nah, Steven Nelson has taken a new mantra, or I should say a new aura and role as Twitter fingers, Twitter man. Like, he is the Twitter commenter. You can watch the game broadcast and just put up Steven Nelson's Twitter feed if you like a hot mess.
That's a simulcast. We not watching the Manning cast. We watching the Nelson cast. Is that what you're saying?
Boy, let me tell you, it is some entertaining stuff.
So yeah, what those answers might be. I know Dez King. That was one of the reasons I imagine he was brought back is for that possibility. But they haven't made him active yet. So that's going to be an interesting space to continue to watch with these Texans. A little bit of B. Scott's thoughts here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. In fact, coming up next, B. Scott's still with us as it's a Texans ticket giveaway Tuesday. We will give those away in the noon o'clock hour. But coming up next, let's get into what's popping as a sports talk legend, and of course, a legend in baseball past, and Astros playing baseball today, baby.
How about that?
Let's talk about all that next.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.